that was Winter Tree, A Forest of Tragedy, and Moonlight Eclipse, both by The Blood of Christ, Shrine of Moria by Liturgy, Phobophile by Cryptopsy, and Artifacts of Desolation by Defeated Sanity. I am a little bitch for this one. Call me a cuck or whatever, but I love Civ 5 so much that I pre-ordered Civ 7. I pre-ordered it with enough time to refund it if I don't like it, but I still pre-ordered a game at full price, like a AAA game. Well, AAA, but you know, a new game, so it was fucking like $80 or something. It was evil. But I love Civ 5 that much. I really didn't like Civ 6, but from what I've seen, there's a lot of content that will be similar to Civ 5 with quality of life improvements that were in the 6th game. I'll explain why I don't like the 6th one so much and what appeals to me about the 5th. Basically, there are different play styles that you can follow to achieve victory. There's like several different victory paths. There's the science one where you make a spaceship and just fuck off, and that counts as winning. There's domination where you annex or control the original like founding city of every other civilization. There's tourism where you your cultural like dominance is so great that every other culture just wants to be you. Their culture is dwarfed by your tourism. And there's diplomacy, which is really lame and boring, so I'm not even going to talk about it. Anyway, those are the main victories that you can have. There's a religious one in Civ 6, I think, but I don't know anything about it because I don't play Civ 6. Point is, there's different paths and strategies you can use to get the to those victory paths. And what upsets me about Civ 6 is it's completely removed certain ways of getting there. Like, there's a concept in these kinds of games called building tall or building wide. And building tall is where you invest a bunch of your power into like a few really strong and like advanced cities, as opposed to playing wide, where you have a bunch of okay cities, but you have, you know, much more of them. Civ 6, there is no playing tall. It is gone completely. You can only play wide if you want to win. And they changed up the social policies a lot. And I might just be hating because they took away playing tall and I left playing tall. But like, it didn't appeal to me that much. I can see why it would be good for other people. Like, it's just not to my taste. But Civ 7 seems to be trying to pull people who were into Civ 5. So, that's me. I might as well give it a try. And I've reached the point in Civ 5 where I've done everything in the base game. And in order to really, like, not get bored, I have to play with a mod. And the mod is really good. It's really freshened the game up and, like, keeps me interested. But, you know, it's a fan mod. And also, those motherfuckers, they added a civilization. You want to know what civilization they added? Fucking Israel. Oh my god, dude. Every time I see them in my game, I annex them. I kill them. I raise every one of their other cities and rename Jerusalem. I don't give a fuck. Like, it infuriates me that they're in the game. Like, validating that evil, evil state. And I've considered, like, sending an email begging the developers to, like, remove it. But also, it's like, I don't think they would. Because if you went through all of the effort to code, you know, that civilization in, you probably are a Zionist or, like, sympathize with Zionism. So it's not like there's much convincing. Anyway, all I can do is ban them from, like, the draft and hope they don't get rolled. And if they do, gotta fight them. I just thought of another thing I'm a total consumer and, you know, little bitch on. It's Steam. Steam is just so good. Like the other services like Epic Games, they just don't compare. Like when I hear about Steam being sued for having monopoly, I agree they have monopoly, but I don't mind. And it feels wrong to say that, especially as someone who like is a socialist. But Steam is just so good compared to everything else that like I wouldn't want them to lose their hold over the industry purely because it's very convenient for me, and I'm of the opinion that their actions are pretty pro-consumer. They do tend to hurt indie developers because I know they take larger portions of the pay that developers would receive when someone buys their games than everybody else, which is unfortunate. That being said, I don't really buy too many indie games anyway, so like I'm not even buying new games most of the time. Like I just talked about buying Civ 7, but that was like, that's a big deal for me because I just play Civ 5, which is a game from 2009, Left 4 Dead 2, which is about the same age, and like The Binding of Isaac, which there are no anti-piracy things on it. You can just download the EXE file. You could have a friend who has it downloaded on Steam, just send the EXE file to you and play Isaac. Like, it's very, very based. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything, like, any other games I play. But, like, that's it. Yeah, that's why I glaze Steam, I suppose. They're the goats. That being said, they should fix the fucking Left 4 Dead 2 servers, because I'm sick of trying to load into a lobby and having it crash all the time. That's doo-doo shit. Anyway, I'm gonna play more music now. Please enjoy these next songs. They don't have cool intros. The last one in that list didn't have a cool intro. I ran out of dramatic intros pretty quickly. Anyway, Big Chungus, Big Gay Balls. This is the last talking segment because I ran out of time. Check out the Instagram. We'll be right back.
dream I've had since I was a kid, I guess. I just running with the animals in the darkness. Mr. Rabbit, Bloody Fangs, Christmas hat. Madness going on, I don't know. We're just running. I'm Mr. Rabbit. Eating every other animal in the forest. Death, just death kind of becomes what you are after a while, enlightened. No bad realization, Wayne. I mean, you know, all this is just illusion. Mr. Rabbit said,
didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in.
Thank you. Calling all SGPS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is going to referendum this year to seek continuance of its optional student fee. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the SGPS and vote yes to continue CFRC's optional fee on January 29th and 30th. Thank you for your support. Calling all AMS members, CFRC 101.9 FM is seeking a modest increase to its optional student fee for the first time in over a decade. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the AMS and vote yes for CFRC's fee increase on January 29th and 30th. Thank you for your support.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Morning, students. Question.
If Queen's doesn't offer its workers a fair contract by February 3rd, who will be affected? Anyone? Answer. Those who live in residence, use university facilities, eat in campus cafeterias, and attend classes and labs.
So basically everyone.
Correct. It's time for Queen's to take responsibility and ensure the well-being of their workers and students.
Message brought to you by QP Locals 229-254 and 1302.
Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the